This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2234. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 14th, Canada, Cuba, France, Germany, Indonesia, Korea, South and North, Mali, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Saudi Arabia, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, no A's or B's this time, but starting right off with C for Canada. From John Perkins' Canadian Radio News column in IRCA DX Monitor. The weekly hour of francophone music, heard at 7:22 UT Thursday, March 7th, serves as a reminder that anything French on 690 does not have to be CBKF1 in Saskatchewan. This was actually on CBU 690 Vancouver. The same is true for other CBC Radio 1 stations, adjusting for local time zones. This has been a long-time tradition on CBC. In the 1970s, it was Musique de chez nous, which aired with bilingual announcing on both the English and French AM networks each week, as well as many CBC affiliates. Unfortunately, it fell victim to CRTC's later ruling that bilingual announcing was not allowed on Canadian radio stations. So this weekly program is on the English network, but entirely in French. And there's been a lot of discussion about CBC Radio on the World of Radio group. From British Columbia, Tony Pavick says, "It has lost the plot in so many ways. Even when I lived in the States, I listened to Radio 1 quite a bit, over the air and online. These days, between cookie-cutter drive-time shows, comedy shows that aren't funny, and pop culture shows like the horrid podcast playlist that speak to a narrow audience, they sound like a bunch of amateurs. Gone are the days of Peter Zofsky, Richardson's Roundup, Mystery Project, and Vinyl Cafe, which spoke to a much broader audience. All I can listen to these days are As It Happens, Quirks and Quarks, Cross-Country Checkup, and Under the Influence. Canada needs CBC Radio, but not as what it is today." And Tony Pavick goes on to complain about what else he can hear on the radio. "We have an abomination called Jack FM playing what we want." This is true. Jack FM really does play what they want, they being those corporate branding numpties and not some rebellious spirit who digs back into the oldies and plays stuff the audience does not hear played anymore. And don't get me started on Bell's ridiculous, funny stations. All stand-up comedy all the time, all totally unfunny. Only good thing about them was catching the shortwave relay on 6030 CKMX on CFVP Calgary. Now, all finally silent. Doug Murray, also in southern BC, agrees. "From where I live, I can access both CBC Vancouver and NPR from Seattle, KUOW. I much prefer NPR, except for some local morning news content from CBC. It is sad what's happened to the CBC. Andy Lehrer, somewhere in Canada, says, "I noticed that despite previously being reported as having left the airwaves around 2017, CKZN in Newfoundland actually had its license renewed by the CRTC in 2022. But I've not been able to find any listener reports or mentions anywhere, confirming they are still on the air, and wonders if I am aware of it. I reply they are certainly not on the air anymore. I would have noticed if there had been any reports, and it would not make sense to be on 6160 now that there's a 24-hour station in Maine on the same frequency." And he replies, "It's somewhat odd. CRTC would not usually renew the license of a station that's gone dark. Though since it was a mass renewal of dozens of CBC licenses, it may have been just a clerical error. I'll ask Canadian shortwave groups if anyone's heard CKZN." And then Andy says, "Everyone agrees the station is off the air. One believes the transmitter is still there, but it's not confirmed. By the way, it was from St. John's, but aimed at Goose Bay. As for the CRTC, while they are not very indulgent of dark AM and FM stations keeping their license, the feeling is that they aren't concerned about shortwave and would have just rubber-stamped the renewal. Whether CBC renewed it out of inertia or because they haven't made a final decision to delete the relay is unknown. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba or RHC. If you hear Spanish on 5025 when it's really on the air, you may well assume it's Radio Rebelde. However, there have been several reports of it actually carrying Radio Havana, Cuba, programming in Spanish. Tony Panic in BC was listening from 0445 to 07 UT on 7 March. And there's a Cuban jazz program until 05, and a news and info program after that, and IDs on the hour as Radio Havana, Cuba, until 0700. He says, just another day of shortwave guacamole from Cuba. A few hours later, the same date, March 7th, upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, on 5025 at 1121 UT, he was hearing English from Radio Havana, Cuba, but it cut off at 1124. And again on March 10th, Ron says, 5025 had RHC in English at 1005 with news, followed by a jazz program at 1025. And then UT Monday, March 11th at 0649 on 5025, I was hearing Radio Havana, Cuba's DX program in Spanish and Contacto wrapping up. It must have started about 0635 as a further repeat of earlier airings on Sunday into UT Monday. One reason for this may be that so many RHC shortwave transmitters are dead or nearly dead, so they're having to take over the Rebelli one at least part of the time on 5025. From Victoria, Australia, Gavin Waters says, VORW, reportedly via Isidon, France, weekly on Mondays at 19 UT with a variety program of comment, news, and music requests. Today, March 11th, was observed on 11925 with a good signal in Melbourne, but with jumpy fading, announcing their email address, not as VORW, but UORWinfo@gmail.com. I point out this was originally on 11920, so it's moved, perhaps to avoid the Saudi noise on 11915. HFCC indicated that 11925 was open during that hour. From Florida, John of VORW Radio International replies, that's correct. Last week I got a number of reports mentioning strong interference from 11915. So TDF recommended moving to 11925, which I happily agreed to. So that was filed under France for transmitter site, and now on to Germany non. Ron Trotto in Illinois says, I'm hearing Deutsche Welle in English at 0205 UT on 5800 on the 12th of March. Good signals via WRMI. I reply, the WRMI A24 schedule grid shows UT Tuesday through Saturday at 02 until 03 on system D via 5800 is whatever WRN is carrying during that hour. I wonder if DW be aware or even care that their English broadcasts are back on shortwave, despite their best efforts to be rid of them. The transmitter schedule at the top of the grid, however, shows at the same hour occupied by Rai Argentina. Another self-contradiction. Last week, Ron Howard in California was hoping that RRI Nabiri Indonesia would reactivate in time for Ramadan, and indeed they did. 7289.93, heard March 8th back on the air. The time span varies widely, but on that date he was hearing it from 0832 until cut off suddenly at 0929, including Islamic prayers. But it was gone again on March 9th and back on March 10th, roughly before and after 09 UT. On March 11th, there was well above average reception, he says. After 09 UT, no longer playing easy listening songs, since it's Ramadan, changing to Middle Eastern or Islamic-influenced music and singing. Also on March 12th, from 0810 past 0919, interference from China by 0931. Then on March 14th, it was back to poor to very poor reception, he says. He only listened from 0815 to 0845 on 7289.93. RRI Nabiri, Program 1. Ron Howard also heard the voice of Indonesia, Channel 1 in English, via Palangkaraya 3325, March 13th with an unusually good audio level, from 1312 until 1400. Mike Cooper forwards a story from Radio Free Asia, March 11th. Now you can subscribe to a North Korean state TV streaming service. Typically includes propaganda about leaders and bad news about other countries. It's called Shiwani TV, S-H-I-W-A-N-I, originating where else? From Poland. You may subscribe to TV and radio or radio alone. Greg Hardison inquires, are they carrying Trump campaign ads? Ron Howard in California reports a new frequency for Echo of Hope from South to North Korea, abbreviated VOH, 7708 kHz. First reported by someone named Fox on HF Underground. Then Ron heard it himself, March 11th at 0936 in parallel to their numerous other frequencies, 7720. 6350, 6250, 5995, 4885, 3985. However, at 943, the new 7708 was already silent. So maybe it's just testing. Tony Pavick in BC tried all the older frequencies at 1215 to 1230 UT and found many of them with jamming, but 6350 was strongest with no sign of jamming. ORTM Mali is normally well heard from 06 UT on 5995. However, March 10th at 0718, I was hearing, instead, a blob of noise, not sounding like DRM, covering 5990 to 6000. Then on March 11th at 0646, there was no signal at all from ORTM, no noise either. Already on March 8th at 0615, Ron Howard was not hearing Mali, but that noise, at first thinking it might be North Korean jamming against Echo Hope, but that's really too early for it to propagate. I was hearing the noise blob again on 5995, March 13th at 0651, and no program audio. However, Zakliangas in Greece was also hearing some strange music under the noise and provided a recording. They both went off at the same time at 0759, so I still think the noise was originating from the Bamako transmitter. Now we also need to check the daytime frequency of ORTM Mali, 9635 after 0800. Lots of news about low-power shortwave stations in the Netherlands, such as Radio Delta International. Their website says they're on 6110 and 12030. They apparently update every weekend what they're going to be doing. Week 10 of the year has just passed, but looking ahead, they say they will be off the air on weeks 14, 15, and 16, if you can figure out when that will be. They're also on YouTube with 500 subscribers. Apparently they have quite an audience in Finland. Kari Kallio recorded this greeting at 0554 UT, March 10th on 6110.
So good morning, Kari from Finland. Also the best wishes to you. And if Finland is listening to the Finnish requests are coming up here on Radio Delta.
Walt Salmanov in BC was also hearing this at exactly the same time as well as some other low-power Europeans, including Mies in Holland, around 06 UT on March 10th, 5955, Radio Veronica, 6130 Radio Europe. And also Manuel Mendez in Spain that Sunday morning, March 10th, around 06 UT, stations on 6110 and 5955, as well as Radio Casanova, on 6020 after 0641 with an ID. And one more from the Netherlands on 6140, Radio Onda in Borculo. This specializes in Brazilian music and announcements are in Portuguese. At 0713 on the 10th of March, also songs in English and French. And he also heard it the evening before, March 9th at 1622, with the program ID is from Radio Senado, Brazil Sertanejo. Also after 0805, after Radio Delta International was also broadcasting on 12030, parallel to 6110, a program called Radio Delta Goes DX. Mike Terry for the story from News Talk ZB in New Zealand, March 8th, that Radio Hauraki co-founder and legendary commercial radio pioneer, David Gapes, G-A-P-E-S, has died. One of Radio Hauraki's four founders, broadcasting from the famous ship, the Tiri, on 21 November 1966. And if you wish to search out more, the station is spelled H-A-U-R-A-K-I. The North American Antichrist Pirate Station, YHWH, is reported by Tony Pavick in B.C., March 11th at 1740 on 15410. Walt Salmanov says he cut off at 1815 without the usual theme song, Days of Hard Life. Rick Barton in Arizona says, I've noticed if he's not heard for a few days in the evening on 7475, it's because he has been doing daylight broadcasts. I've heard him on 11840 as well as 15410 in the daytime, among others. Via medium, high, very high, ultra high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 2234, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, for which voluntary financial support is appreciated. By money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. A bit of Oklahoma broadcasting news. March 13th at 2214 UT, I was getting no signal from 1120 KETU, Catoosa near Tulsa, Oklahoma. It had been, in Spanish, 10 kilowatts a day, 7 kilowatts critical hours. And a bit later, I was getting signals, traces of signals from KMOX, which it protects, or used to. Since first reported March 6th, we continue to hear that horrible buzz from the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia transmitter on 11915, presumably attempting to broadcast Republic of Yemen radio as it used to do on 11820 or 11860. Here are the times I've logged it in the past week. March 7th at 2223. March 8th at 2156, past 2309. March 11th at 1440. And March 13th at 1512. March 10th at 0105. I had a just barely modulated station on the offset frequency 11734.80. First guess, North Korea, but that's not scheduled until 0300. IB shows that Akashvani, All India Radio in Tibetan, with Chaikom jamming. The bad modulation and the inaccuracy favor India, however, there was only one signal. So maybe the jammers correctly figured that was not necessary. 11735 is indeed the current scheduled frequency for All India Radio in Tibetan from Delhi, says BU2JOS. Something's always erroneous at Emirlair, the transmitter site, or Orion and Ankara, the studio site for Voice of Turkey, English at 23 UT to North America, supposed to be on 5960. Here's what I found during the past week. On March 8th, it was missing, nor was it on the possible alternate frequency overrunning 9610. Revived mailbag program called Letterbox continues to air on Sundays. On March 10th, it started at 23:25. The time varies a lot. The sign-off comes around 23:52. We never know when they'll be playing the one mentioning the 13:30 broadcast only, or giving a full English schedule, except all the times are wrong in local instead of UTC. On March 11th, it was again missing from both frequencies. On March 12th, the sign-on announcement at 2300 also pretended it was the 13:30 UTC broadcast. And then into the news, or I should say, olds, since it could not be any newer than 9.5 hours before. March 11th at 1939 UT, I ran across a surprise strong signal in Spanish on 17680. Not listed anywhere. What could it be? Quickly ruled out Havana and Spain. VOA deleted shortwave Spanish years ago, and not parallel to Radio Marti on 13820, 11930, or 11860. Yet in 1947, it did ID as Martin Noticias, AM1180, y Onda Corta. They never mentioned their exact shortwave frequencies. So it is from Grimesland, also known as Greenville, North Carolina. It's soon apparent that all this programming in Spanish is about Ukraine and the Russian war. I was ready for it earlier on March 12th. It was already on the air by 1744 and started at 1700. It's a very good signal into Europe, as if it's aimed that way. Although mostly in Spanish, I did hear a satirical folk song in Ukrainian or Russian with Putin in the lyrics. They also include editorials from VOA in Spanish reflecting the views of the U.S. government at odd times. Again, mostly, if not all, about Ukraine and the war over there. They carry a program called Abriendo Espacios, which is for women, but again, it's about Ukraine. Then I found out from Grimesland that it's a new service to reach Cubans fighting for Russia in Ukraine. Are they volunteers or are they convicts? As if they had time or inclination to listen to Radio Marti. It's aimed northeast, 250 kilowatts. They interviewed some Ukrainian authorities who do speak Spanish and also refer to this being a podcast, which might explain why it's not parallel to regular Radio Marti programming aimed at Cuba. And there are no breaks necessarily at the top of the hour, as you would expect on a live broadcast. I would not be surprised if there's considerable repetition from hour to hour or day to day. At 2043, they played the stirring Ukrainian national anthem, of course, not in Spanish. The sign-off came at 2100 as VOA with the Yankee Doodle Dandy. It was a sign-on recording played twice by mistake, and then they played the sign-off. I then found out that another broadcast of this had been scheduled at 13 to 17 UT on 17865. But monitoring on March 13th and 14th, it was not yet on the air, just starting at 17, or a bit before, on 17680. They're having a rough time getting it together on March 13th. The opening at 1700 was in some unknown language, not Spanish or Ukrainian. It must have been the wrong program input. Then at 1701, they switched to Martin Noticias. Richard Langley provides some info about why this may be happening. On 16 February, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, how Russia recruits soldiers from Cuba to fight in Ukraine, eager to escape communist islands' poverty. Cubans are joining Russian army. In that article, we find this. Ambassador Ruslan Spirin, Ukraine's special representative to Latin America and the Caribbean, said the government believes that about 400 Cubans are fighting in the country. We take it seriously. Others think the numbers go higher. Marian Zablotsky, member of the Ukrainian parliament, who has studied the issue, estimates between 1,500 and 3,000 Cubans have enlisted as the island's state-controlled economy crumbles. The whole Wall Street Journal article is quite interesting, but is behind a paywall unless you have a subscription or access in a library. Then on March 14th, I was monitoring again. At 1700, it was still dead air on 17680, but at 1701, there was a VOA Washington, D.C. sign-on with Yankee Doodle Dandy, and played again at 1702. And then, at 1703, the VOA Washington, D.C. sign-off with pauses. At 1704, a different sign-off with contact info about programming, then a VOA ID. At 1705, a disclaimer that no programming was available, so music would be played. And then a disclaimer blaming on propagation conditions. And then propagation is okay, so resuming programming. At 1706, they regret there is no programming. At 1707, the recording said the VOA is beginning a relay of AFRTS, which is not done for many years. And then they played the VOA finishing AFRTS. More dead air. Finally, at 1708, a Radio Marti ID and into the program, La Libertad es Libro, featuring Ukrainian poetry in translation. All this has led to some rather disrespectful comments in our group. Kai Lusisch in Germany says, nothing in HFCC so far. No publicity at the usual places either. Is this Marti or VOA? Perhaps some kind of cooperation, but is it to play out from Miami or Washington? And why not from either Biblis or Lampertheim in Germany, which would provide significantly better reception? They keep churning out $5.7 million each year for these, meanwhile, badly underused facilities. What kind of strategy is this? Or is there any beyond, we always did it this way? So, no one in Russia and Ukraine will listen to shortwave anymore, but mercenaries from Cuba will? To a substandard signal, delivered over almost 9 megameters, it made my day. Bill Telford says, it wasn't all that far back that Marti was broadcasting DRM to Cuba. They are never given an Oinker Award, but have been a worthy candidate for years, an operation in search of a mission. Personally, I think the most plausible explanation for their existence is a place to hide part of the black budget. Just a theory, but a good one, methinks, says Bill Telford. And Tony Pavick, NBC, says, I have a slightly noisy but fairly understandable signal. Discussion with a university professor about writing a diary about Ukraine to tell the world about what is happening. This is a really fascinating undertaking. While some may question its effectiveness, the thought of targeting deployed Cuban troops with Radio Marti is, in some form where it won't be jammed, as at home, is intriguing. In a sense, this is a bit like Radio Atlántico del Sur and Argentina's Liberty. And one more comment, anonymously. It's a joke. WRMI has now put up a new schedule grid already labeled A24. If you have the old one bookmarked for B23, you may still reach it. Because the new A24 one has a different URL as a Google spreadsheet. You need to reach it via their programming page at www.wrmi.net. There's a link to click at the top of that page. From Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener's DX Digest via BCDX, this info about a program on WRMI, but it started on WBCQ and Channel 292. It's the Henry Norman Show. Actually, produced by someone named Nuri Streichert. As the pseudonym implies, it's actually in English. It's now scheduled on the third Saturday of each month on WRMI at 2230 to 23 UT on 9955. On March 16th, the format is country music, and it alternates from month to month with oldies and more, as on 20 April. Message from Uncle Bill Tilford about his melting pot. Dear radio friends, our last broadcast on WBCQ The Planet 7490 on shortwave will be Sunday, March 17th, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 22 to 23 UT. Program will also stream on WBCQ.com, live only, not on demand. This will touch on St. Patrick's Day, daylight saving time, spring training in U.S. baseball, and some goodies from around the world. In April, the show will be migrating to Europe. More details in the coming weeks. Not an easy decision. We were born on WBCQ, and it was very good to us over the years, but there was not enough financial support to do both the Americas and Europe. And European audiences have been more engaged on the whole than North American shortwave listeners over the years. There can be only one. Europe makes sense, says Uncle Bill Tilford. Update from George McClintock of WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, as of March 13th. The frequency 9475 was tested for 30 minutes and plans to start regular broadcasts sometime the following week. The hour is not yet set. Still messing with modulation cards. 5085 is at a full 100 kilowatts for the first time on March 13th. And the sagging transmission line has been raised, so now it's safely out of reach. Odyssey has requested cancellation of the licenses for 720 KDW in Las Vegas, Nevada, and 1140 KXST North Las Vegas after failing to resume operations by the deadline of March 1st. Much more about this at radioinsight.com. Some comments in our World of Radio group inspired by the demise of WFME 1560 New York. John Filiozzi says, "To me, commercial media for the most part has become a waste. Today it's oriented toward delivering the cheapest possible product for the highest possible financial gain. TV and radio should be more than just a toaster with pictures or sound. But the FCC acting more like a cheerleader for stock prices and a subsidiary of the NAB than a communications agency looking out for the public interest has helped bring us to where we are. I find public service media here and abroad far more worthy of my time," says John Filiozzi. John Boyle said, "WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes, is now Detroit's 50,000-watt voice of right-wing hate talk. How far they have fallen, what a waste." Greg Hardison says, "Up the dial and off the top of my head, the same right-wing plague has infected WLW, WOR, WSB, WABC, WBAP, WHAS, WLS, KDKA, WBAL, WTAM, WBT, WLAC, KOKC, KXEL, and I'm sure there are others. Most were once great full-service voices of their respective regions. Now they merely spew the same bodily waste over and over." Radio Vanuatu continues active on 7260. Ron Howard has been enjoying hearing them almost every night, between 06 and 08 UT more or less, except they were missing on March 10th. Mr. Simpson was on March 8th, 9th, and 12th. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 11th. Group magnetic field mostly quiet with A and K indices of 5 and 2, except reaching unsettled levels on March 28th of 10 and 3, and April 3rd to 5th, 12 and 3. Solar flux predicted to rise from a low of 118 March 14th to a peak of 142 by March 30th, and down to 125 by April 4th. Remember to check our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2234.